Hey, podcaster, meet Acast. We're the top independent podcast network for creators in the know. We empower you to develop your podcast idea, find your audience, and grow listener relationships wherever those listeners are. You'll also find a whole range of ways to make money, from membership plans for paying fans to our fully curated and creative advertising experience. Visit acast.com/network to find out more. Acast, for the stories.
You're listening to Fucks Given, the one with the London Vagabond.
Underground. Welcome to Fucks Given. I'm Reed.
And I'm Florence, and we are on a mission to revolutionise the sex space, break down barriers, and give the lowdown on all things sexy.
Every week, we will welcome a special guest to share with us their juicy details about their best fucks, worst fucks, or even the fucks that changed them.
And we'll also hear your guys' sex questions and your worst sex stories.
We're all about celebrating your sex. We're removing the stigma around the whole number bullshit.
No matter how many people you've slept with, the number never matters because the fucks given are the fucks that made us. Every time I introduce the prospect of you guys coming on the podcast, I kept saying the London Underground coming on the podcast.
Hey guys.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Oh, explain it. It's hilarious. No, it's not.
Oh yeah, no, that was a terrible explanation. So, like, well, we live in London and you guys are like, well, you're London.
We
you're like
really
the
like
sexy
London.
Part of London.
We do, yeah, we
yeah,
love London.
Yeah, he's called London. We call yeah. him Child London. Yep. He likes London Underground.
It makes
we
sense.
Actually, we had actually a tattoo. Had a baby in
the I've got a huge London tattoo on my belly.
Whoa, yeah, see, like, that makes so much gosh. Sense.
Yeah, that's the big thing about London. We really fucking love London, yeah.
So, and we have a baby in the podcast studio today
yeah,
with us.
Whoa.
It's very lucky he can't hear what we're about to talk about.
Yes.
I was saying that before.
He's sleeping. And it's the first time we've had two guests on. We've got three guests, effectively. So thank you very much for coming.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
I feel like we have to be more gentler, though, because we've got a little one in the room.
Needs to be family friendly.
Family friendly.
It's a family friendly podcast.
Yeah, mate, he's fucked. Could you introduce, we've introduced you. Could you tell us a little bit about yourselves and who you are?
I really struggle with this. I'll let you begin. Go on.
Okay. Well, we're a couple. And we run a photography page on Instagram called London Vagabond. The page originally kind of started out as Kieran, that's his name.
Don't say my name.
The toilet.
Is it a secret?
Nah, it's not a secret
Aww.
At all.
He's Kieran, aka the toilet.
I was going to say, did you call him Toilet?
No, I call him Toilet. That's usually what I refer to. Like,
always.
If you look
when
at our
stories.
She introduces
me to people, she always goes, this is the toilet.
Why yeah. is that?
Because he likes to be pissed on, and I like to piss on him. And I like everyone to piss on him.
Oh my God.
Love
yes.
She's
it's
terrible
the first time.
For it. She's so bad for it.
Terrible.
Yeah.
We've actually never spoken to people that are into water sports before.
I was going
to
say, round of applause. Thank you for being open and honest about the piss.
I'm always too open and honest. It gets me in trouble.
It's usually the first thing we mention.
That's how I got in this situation.
No way.
Tell us more.
Tell us.
Right, so...
Oh, no.
So, shall I finish telling you about
yes.
the page
oh, yeah,
and then
yeah.
go quickly go back
yeah.
to it because we want to get onto the piss as quickly as possible.
Do we?
Yeah, of course we do.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Primarily it was a photography page for Kieran's work. Then we met each other. I made him drink my piss. We fell madly in love. He drank everyone's piss. And I don't know, the page kind of I took over. And started to like do art direction and run all the social media, and then we kind of
she took over my life basically.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
I had no choice.
Started managing everything.
Yes. And then we realised it was a space that we could like create for like safe sex. People were coming to us about fetishes. As we opened up more about our relationship, other people opened up to us. So it works as both. It's still a place to kind of. Primarily, we like it to be a place for the artwork, but it's kind of turned into something else, which is really cool. And we're happy to provide a safe space, and we get a lot of crazy confessions. And
yeah. I saw something on your feed the other day where people were just saying their worst sins.
it's something that we did. We started that a long time ago.
Well, we a couple of years ago, before there was a sticker label,
we just had everyone send in DMs about their worst confessions. Yeah. Usually sexual, but you get a few random ones as well.
No one wants to talk to us about anything but sex. Mm,
you get one or two, though. You get a couple odd ones.
Yeah, kind of really... really odd ones, and then some stuff that really requires a lot of trust, so we're really grateful that people do that and let us know their deepest, darkest fantasies that they've never told anyone else. Like, that's real privileged to us.
Yeah, definitely.
So we're really excited.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what do you both think about the stigma that surrounds the number, like the people that you sleep with? Is it a negative thing in your eyes, or...
Absolutely not. I think we should all do whatever the fuck we like.
Yes.
And I don't think there should be a stigma. I think as long as we're practicing it safely, I think that's really important.
Yeah.
Consent's super important.
Yes.
All of that stuff. As long as that's happening and we're not fucking to fuck something away, I think that's when it becomes unhealthy.
When you're trying to like validate something by having, multiple sex with different people, then it becomes a problem because it eats away at you, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So if you're fucking for the right reasons and you want to do it because it's fun, because it's pleasurable, because you enjoy it, that's great.
That's it,
but if it's about like this numbers accumulating and it's because, you're trying to find, you're trying to fill a void.
Well, it can be an addiction like anything else.
Yeah, it can be an addiction. And we've definitely met people that it has been that for, and we've been able to talk to them about that too.
Did you ask each other like your fuck count at any point in your relationship?
We have.
Yeah. I just think we openly discussed everything at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
How did that make you feel, hearing each other's number?
Well, this is where we're kind of...
I
both,
don't care.
Yeah.
You at this age, whoever you're dating would have had previous partners.
Yeah.
It's only normal.
Definitely.
I don't think you could get jealous over that.
No. Yeah.
His is very, very low for actual penetrative sex, mm-hmm. which shocked me. Mm. Because he's a super sexual person, but he's just all about eating pussy. So
amazing.
His eating pussy number is like ridiculous. Like you've never heard of so many. It's like he literally has just gone for the pussy for
I'm
you.
A hungry boy.
He's very hungry. He's very greedy. But actual penetrative sex, when he told me, I was like, whoa. And it kind of made me think, like, I've slept with more people than him.
It's so interesting.
That's really interesting to think of those two things in comparison as well, because when you think of the number, you think of sexual intercourse, right?
Yeah.
But eating out someone is like just as much sex as penetration.
It's intimate. Definitely. I say he's got a very slutty mouth. That's what we say.
It's true.
His penis isn't slutty, but his mouth is slutty. So, and that's like the word slut, we like to try and destigmatize that.
Yeah, bring it back.
Yeah, I don't think that it should be negative necessarily. Do you know what I mean? So I always say it's a positive thing. He's got a slutty mouth. It's a good thing.
Mm. It's good.
Fuck number one.
The last fuck.
Yeah, day before yesterday, it was quite, like, I made him, so I expect him to eat my arsehole every day. It's just standard.
Every day a given.
Every night.
So I'm like, I shouldn't go to sleep with a dirty arsehole. It's like my statement. So this, without fail, will always get him in the mood.
She's so proud. So happy.
Oh, I see. So this proud. Is like, this is almost like a preliminary to fuck.
Yes, pretty much.
Uh-huh. Foreplay.
We do a lot of our foreplay is very verbal. We talk dirty, very dirty.
There's a lot of filth involved.
Yeah, we speak. So we always discuss fantasies.
Mm-hmm.
So, one of us, it's obvious we want to fuck, but we don't ever kind of do it through touch. Like, we wouldn't start stroking each other where previous partners, like, an indication of sex isn't verbal, it's physical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But with us,
we just get into a dirty discussion
every time. and then he'll be like,
I love that.
So yeah, we'll start.
Actually, you tried to roll over and pretend that you didn't want sex, and then
that was
I carried on the conversation. And you're like, actually, yeah, I do want your dick. Let's be honest.
So I'm going through this phase at the moment where, like, denial, but I'm not very good at it because...
Pretending that she doesn't want my dick.
Super hard to get.
Well, we've got, like, one of our ultimate fantasies is that Kieran, I'm being really open about this.
And yeah, of course.
Okay, cool.
So it's Kieran, a recent fantasy.
It's a recent fantasy that I have another partner, a male partner, that is very wealthy and fabulous, and that we keep him captive as our toilet.
Oh my God, I'm already wet. Holy fuck.
Who knows if it will happen?
Who knows?
It's something that we've spoken about.
Well, who knows who will contact you after hearing this?
You never know.
Hello, boys. So the idea is that he would be, you know, cucked all the time. He wouldn't be allowed to have sex with me at all. He'd be kept in chastity.
It's very extreme. It's like a very extreme dom sub fantasy.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound too extreme.
It doesn't. I like you.
No, it sounds good. It sounds exciting.
Oh no!
Fantastic. Help me find a man.
I'll put it on Twitter.
Please.
Looking for a human toilet brush.
Someone that's happy to use another man as happy to have a partner who's got a human toilet. It's very specific fantasy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're both really, really into this. So because of the fantasy, obviously, if it was real, he wouldn't have sex with me, or I wouldn't have sex with him.
Mm-hmm.
But then I get really turned on, and then I'm like, God, your dick's good. I'm going to ride it.
Yeah.
And that's what happens.
How would you start off the dirty conversation?
Oh, it can be as literally like as, I went to the toilet this morning and you weren't there. I had to use the real toilet. We really missed out.
Oh, shit.
And that, there's a lot of toilet play.
Yeah, a lot. Or like, you know, we're awful. We're actually filthy.
We are, we're disgusting.
You know.
No, it's good. Own it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's so hard for people to admit that they have these fetishes because people associate it with something dirty.
Mm,
so it's negative, so amazing to hear you both talking about it so openly.
Yeah, we need this.
It's surprising how many people are into this stuff.
Like, oh, yeah.
Since we've opened up conversation, people, you'd have no idea, just constantly messaging us like, thank you so much. Because of what you've said, we've tried it and we love it. So...
Oh, yeah, that's pretty so crazy. Good.
Yeah, I get a fair amount of messages like, could I use your toilet, please?
Yeah.
Which is really cool. And we have, like, yeah, friends. And because of what we do, we're constantly in contact with new females. Like, loads and loads of, you know, incredible new women in our life all the time. And they often use him as a toilet. And there'll be nothing else. There'll be no other kind of
sexual
exchange at all.
That.
And it will just be, you know... A girl might be like, where's the bathroom? I'll go, there. Just point at him. And I'll read the person, and sometimes they'll giggle, and it's like, you never put any pressure. But if that, you can tell, it kind of sparks an interest. I'm like, right, get the box out.
Which is, the box?
Oh, yeah, the box.
Yeah, we had a custom-made, like, toilet box.
So, do you have a picture?
Yeah.
Oh, please.
So this is after it's been used. So you can see like the perspex of it.
Oh,
so it's totally see-through cube.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's quite. It's exactly like the same height
cube.
As a toilet would be.
Yeah,
so you sit down and then.
Oh my
god. Perspex.
That sounds amazing.
So you can see if you were like had your head on the side, you could see all the piss.
Yeah.
So it's basically a toilet seat with a space for a head to fit underneath.
Oh look, there we go.
There's things.
Are you locked in there?
You're not locked in there.
You're just free.
Yeah, I could escape if I really wanted to.
Wow.
Yeah,
that sounds terrible.
I know. Well, we need to upgrade it, to be honest.
Oh,
We need a new one.
We have said we should have one restraint. Oh, look, here you go. Here's someone using it.
Oh, wow. So we're watching a video of someone literally pissing into the toilet, perspex toilet.
I'll do the sound.
So
is that into my mouth as well, this one?
Yeah, that was straight into your mouth.
Nice.
Can I ask, is there any particular type of piss that you like? You must get asked this a lot.
That is such a good question. I'll take it as it comes. Like, morning piss is obviously the fucking worst.
As in the worst, it's not that unturning.
As in the
you
best.
You know what, I love being
worst.
Covered in it when it's like that.
Yeah.
But I don't enjoy drinking it as much when it's like that. It's more of a challenge.
Yeah.
What's the difference between the taste in the morning than it is?
It's just so much stronger. Because
what
obviously,
does piss taste like?
I don't even know how to describe it. I'm so used to it. I've done it for so long.
He made me try a bit. Well, he didn't make me. He suggested I tried a little bit of my own.
Was it all right?
It's all like, it was just warm. Like, I didn't have a gulp. I literally like stuck my tongue in just to say I'd done it.
If it's like hydrated, it's fine. I could drink it like water. I could drink
easy.
It all day if it's hydrated. But
so the stronger it is, the less pleasurable it is.
Or
the harder it is.
Yeah, it's just harder.
To ingest.
But yeah, I've been made to do disgusting things with piss.
Yeah.
How did you both get into it?
We were talking about this last night. Was it last night? You asked me about, you know, the first time I did it.
Yeah, I actually did last night, yeah.
I'd always fantasised about it since I was like, I don't know, 7 years old maybe.
Wow.
So from a really, really young age, I fantasised about one of my friends' mums like locking me in the house and using me as her toilet.
Oh my god, yes.
MILF.
Yeah, she was hot.
It's a very specific fetish to have, especially at that age.
Yeah, but there was a lot more, like, I still thought about feet. I thought about, it was a lot of, like, scent-related things that I fantasized about, basically. And it wasn't till I was 18 that I actually indulged in it. I tried with my first girlfriend at 15, but she would always be like, no, we're not trying that. Like, I always begged to eat her arsehole as well, and she just never let me.
I know, damn that consent.
I was just heartbroken. I was heartbroken.
That would be me. I don't let anywhere near anyone near my arsehole.
And then, yeah, when we split, I was just on like,
hello, like, you're missing out.
I really
out.
Am. You're missing
part.
Out. It's such a treat.
It doesn't feel good for me.
Does it? Yeah,
no, I've
that's
tried,
fair.
I've tried
he doesn't
it.
Let anyone near his arsehole.
No, I was
same. And whereas I love anything in my arsehole. Not anything.
Anything.
I love it.
I don't mind things up there sometimes. But yeah. it's the licking that I don't need.
I'm the opposite.
It doesn't do anything.
Licking, yeah. I don't want anything in there.
Really into the licking too.
Oh, so much, yeah.
Anyway,
I'll carry on.
I'm literally thinking about having my arsehole eaten, so I'm quite excited right now.
Mate, after this, you guys are going to fuck, because this is so on-turning. Like, by the time we get home, we're like a dishevelled puddle. We're talking about sex for like an hour.
Yeah, what happened? Yeah, we'll skip straight past it. At 18.
I like the knickers, and you're talking about that.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about that.
Good, cool.
Yeah, my second, like, proper girlfriend... The first way that you started it was she'd piss on the toilet seat and she'd make me like lick the toilet seat clean.
Holy shit.
That's hot.
And then from there it developed to her like pissing in glasses and like dipping her dirty underwear in it, putting that on my head and fucking me with the dirty underwear covered in piss.
So wow. Good.
And then she started putting it in my mouth and like making me suck on them until they were clean. And then it obviously evolved into her just, yeah, pissing directly into my mouth.
Fucking good, that is.
Yeah, it was hot.
It was hot. How old were you then?
I was 18.
18.
That's cool.
Yeah, man. But, she sounds sick.
Yeah, she was really, really fun. I enjoyed it.
Keep trying to say we should meet back up with her.
Yeah. I don't know if she will, though.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, we could try.
It's 10 years ago.
Yeah, it was a long time.
If you're out there,
hello, you know who you are. Get in contact. Yeah. So, So I'd always kind of had this fantasy of just pissing all over a guy and him drinking my piss. Mm-hmm. And had tried with a previous partner before him, but I wasn't capable because of being very intoxicated and stuff.
Mm.
And
oh,
I think
yeah.
it just stopped it happening. But it was actually not very long, maybe 2 months before I met Kieran. So then we met. I didn't have any, like, obviously at the time it was mostly photos on your Instagram were like older men, like homeless men and stuff like that. There wasn't very much of women, so there was nothing about his sexuality at all.
It was like the beginning of me photographing women when we first met.
Yeah. So anyway, we met a mutual friend of mine, met up with him to do, she's a fashion stylist, met up with him and was like, you have to meet this guy. She knew about some of the things that I'd been fantasizing over.
Yeah.
She didn't tell me why I needed to meet him. She was just like, you need to meet him. You're going to fall in love. It's going to be, I was like, okay, cool, whatever.
Yeah,
calm
down.
She talks a lot of shit a lot of time. I love her to bits. She's probably going to listen to this. I love you. But she's a storyteller, isn't she?
She loves it.
So anyway, she's obsessed and she keeps calling him Vagga at the time. She's like, you need to meet up with Vagga. She's open. And it so happened to be that we were in Brighton the same weekend. We'd just both gone down. And she's texted him, like, text Dinah, you need to meet up with her. So we text, we met up in this pub. And very quickly, because he's filthy, he asked what I was into.
I'm just honest. I just like to, you know, what you put out there is what you get back.
Well, you don't want to, like, fuck around and fall in love and then find out they're not into the same things.
You know, when you meet people, you want to know that you're compatible sexually.
That's my first question.
Time.
What are you into? Yeah. Otherwise, like, no, see ya, bye.
And that's what happened.
It didn't feel like he was asking me to try it on. It was a bit weird. It was like he was asking me because he was interested. I didn't feel like he was being, like, a predator and, like, what are you into so we can go home and fuck. It didn't feel like that. Felt like he had this genuine interest.
I love finding out people's kinks. I find it so interesting.
So
I felt comfortable, so I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to tell this guy that I've always wanted to piss on someone. And his eyes lit up and he was like, I really love I drink your piss right here and now. Like, so we're in a bar. So I went and got a glass, went to the toilet, came out back and gave it to him. And he just drank it on. I was like, fuck, that's so hot.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And that was within about 20 minutes of meeting.
That so is kind the of, dream, guys. Yeah, it's holy shit.
Fucking crazy, really. Yeah,
that's nuts. Almost like love at first sight.
Love at first sip.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. So that week was a bit like we... spent the entire week together, like without any break. We were just constantly together, really intense. And I literally was like saving up bottles. So if I was going in a toilet that he wasn't near, I was like bringing bottles back to give to him.
She refused to piss anywhere else.
Wouldn't piss anywhere else. And I was calling up all my friends, like, hey, there's this guy. I wanted to piss on him. Like, all of my close friends, we ended up like,
yeah,
I was like,
you thought it was just going to be like fun for a really short time.
Yeah, I was
so
like,
she was just like getting everyone to just use
everyone. And I was like, he's great at giving head. You should get him to eat your pussy and eat your asshole. We should just do everything. He sucks toes. He's great. Like, just like all these women that were like good friends of mine.
Wow.
So we ended up like having three. Semi situation because it wasn't penetrative, it was just like oral situations with basically every single one of my best friends.
Fuck two. The first fuck. This kind of leads us on to our next subject. So it's usually a virginity story section, but I feel because we've got a couple on,
yeah,
that it could be your first time story.
The first experience. I don't even know where to begin. I don't remember any of the night up until the point that Scott was like, hey, if you two want to stay in my bed, then you can. And if you want to piss in it, it's okay. I don't care.
Oh, that's such true a good friend.
Thanks, Scott.
Oh, God. He's and a keeper.
Then, yeah, no, he's amazing. Sweetheart. I still see him all the time. And he's so proud that he lent us his bed.
Yeah.
Because without that, who knows?
It was a mattress on the floor. That's
yeah,
not.
That's true. It wasn't.
Okay. It was like a plush four-poster bed.
It was definitely a filthy mattress on the floor.
This is a mattress on the floor after me not having washed for 5 days on a bender in Brighton.
Oh,
shit. So let's just paint a pretty picture. Yeah. So I hadn't showered.
I mean, that sounds delicious anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I was quiet. He was into that.
Yeah. So anyway, as soon as you said it, I was like, nice. It's better from your perspective. I think
we should do both because I think that you like to do this whole, you've got a menu and you're like, I do all this.
Yeah, but that's what I mean from your side.
Okay,
like,
cool. I'll tell it.
Totally
so my first time with him, I'd never been with a submissive male. I'd never been kind of, how he put it was worshipped. Like this is the terminology he used to me and no one had said this to me like, I want to worship you sexually. I didn't really understand what that meant. So basically from... Oh, it's going to make me really excited.
Yeah, shit.
We should just have some fucking toys like laying around. Like, feel free to use while you talk.
So he started from my armpits and like licked
both...
Yeah,
why did it start from your armpits?
I don't know. Because we discussed it and I said I'd never had that before and I'd like to try it. So yeah, he like... And they're so sensitive. Have you guys had your armpits licked?
Oh yeah.
That's
no.
really good, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, fucking
great. Very what sensitive does it feel like?
I mean... Is it really ticklish?
No. You'd think it would be, but it's just, it's really like sensual.
I think it depends who does it though.
And it depends
the same
what
with
armpit.
Feet as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he, licked my armpits clean. Like then, I don't know, I can't remember. They were disgusting. They're very filthy. I don't wear deodorant.
But I like that. I loved it.
Yeah.
Basically worshipped me head to toe, like my feet. He sucked my toes and I'd only had one previous... So, like, whatever experience of that, and it was fucking shit. It was awful. It was one of the worst experiences. But yeah, sucked my toes and then, like, ate my pussy and asshole. Like, I have never had them eaten in my whole life. I was like, this is mind blowing. Wow. This is so good. And
thank you. That's the best compliment a man can have.
Aww.
And yeah, I was like, I would like that to happen every day. And it was, we actually started with a massage. Yeah, so he gave me a massage. So he just like massaged my back and my bum and I was like, this is so hot.
Wow.
And then he went up and started to hit my armpit and like worked his whole way down my body and I was like, this is in like my whole body.
God,
like it was
so good.
So good. It was very sensual. Very sensual.
Yeah, I'm dying right now.
So
got sweat on and
he's
everything.
Available for rent. you
how
can
much?
Borrow him. You can borrow him, sweetheart. Anyway.
Mates rates, yeah?
yeah, sure. and yeah, I was just, I'd never you know, guys are always about they want to fuck. And I'd never had my first time with someone, sexual experience, and it never just been like, oh, they just gave me head. And that, like, it'd always been, our first experience had been everything. Yeah. So it was unusual, like, you know, nice for it to be like, when I was a teenager, there was like little fingers here and there and stuff like that, you know what it's like. But as an adult, this is the first sexual experience I'd had like that. Mm-hmm. So it was, yeah, it was very, a life-changing first time, I guess.
It made you want more, didn't it?
Oh, I did want more.
Got greedy.
I did. It was very good. It's never as good as the first time. It's like that first time of like worship. It's never been, because it was so new and that, you know.
Yeah. The first time with your partner is always such a special moment, because it's when you're so, you want each other so much and you've never had each other before. So like the adrenaline goes... Oh my God, it's just
the
amazing.
Lust, isn't it? Lusting after someone finally like achieving that goal.
Lust is so good.
Yeah.
Fuck 3. The best fuck.
My best time.
It was
quite recently. So I really, with the toilet use stuff, I really like to have a teammate. And there's a girl we met quite a long time ago through another girl that we were shooting, and we both, as soon as we saw her, were like, wow, she's drop dead gorgeous. And we became friendly with her, and nothing happened between us other than her using Kieran to piss on. So, and she was, it's something that was evidently really natural to her.
Yeah, it was as soon as she came into the house and you suggested it to her, she was just like, yep.
And she didn't hesitate, she just straight away all over him. And since that point, she only ever refers to him as the toilet to me.
Yeah, she expects to use me without fail.
Yeah, like we went to a party with her and she was like in the bathroom, she was like, well, I'm not using the toilet. So she was very much, which is how I feel, and there's not very many women who are that extreme in how they view him. So I was like, I've wanted to use him for scat with another girl for quite some time. And I've suggested it to a couple of people, and it's just there's not been the right chemistry between me and that person, or they haven't viewed him in the right way. Because it's really important to me that when women use him as a toilet, that, you know,
I think it's important to us both that it's never for my pleasure.
Yes, that's about what
that
I was about to say.
You know, for them rather than for me.
They need to view him as a toilet, and they need to get off on it. Or there's no point. You know, I don't want them to do it just for me, because that's happened quite a few times where girls want to do something for me because they feel submissive towards me, or they want to do it because actually they think he likes it. And that's not, in this circumstance, what, you know, I was looking for. So I suggested this to her, and our stars aligned and we needed a shit at the same time.
Oh, so good.
So he'd been out working all day. And
absolutely dead.
Absolutely dead. But you knew what fate awaited you, didn't you?
Yeah.
So we had dressed up to the nines. We had high heels on. We had our best dresses on.
They looked amazing. Both of them looked
absolutely very
incredible.
Good. I don't even drink coffee, but I had one so I could make sure I was timely.
Ready.
And we both used him together, and it was awfully humiliating for him to have two women see him in this state. And for me, I just really get off on humiliating him and degrading him. I really, really enjoy it. And he gets off on being humiliated and degraded. So this was like the most extreme level of degradation that I've ever done. So therefore, it's my favorite experience.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Well, even like afterwards, like we went straight out to a gallery show that I had work in, and it was like all three of us. And like everyone's like, oh, it's nice to have you here. And it's like, oh, fuck. Imagine if they knew what just happened like an hour before.
Yeah, we're literally like viewing some artwork, and, you know, but he gives you such a buzz that you've done this disgusting thing. And I don't think there's anything more filthy than shit, really, is there? So
how did it happen?
Like, which time? That time?
Yeah, I can't
just trying
quite
to get
imagine
head around.
Right, okay.
What went on.
So as soon as I pretty much walked through the door, Diana was like, you need to go lay down in the toilet box.
You use the toilet box. I'm imagining these two women like lifting up their dresses. Like, ooh, I imagine it's way easier with the toilet.
Yeah, it's sit down, relax.
Yeah, it's as though you're just taking, you know, a shit on a normal toilet.
Yeah.
So you know, she went first because I'd never seen a lady shit on him before. So that was
and it really
exciting.
Turned you on as well.
Yeah, I was really into it because she's so hot. And like watching this absolutely beautiful woman take a shit is kind of this this strange paradox that, you know, it was, I liked it. Mm-hmm. So I watched her do it and then I was like, oh, thank God I need a shit too. This is good. Because I was worried she was the only goer for a while. It was a bit touch and go throughout the day. We were like, well, we'd eaten a big meal. Like, we'd spent the whole day preparing for this situation. We were both set.
What did you eat?
Like, we ate a really big, huge bowl of pasta and sauce and cheese. Like, lots of carbs. They go straight through you.
That's the best thing to eat.
And then a bit of coffee about half an hour before he was coming back to
really
get it going.
You had a takeaway as well, didn't you?
The night before we'd prepared too, so we'd had pizza.
They went all out.
We really thought about it, and it was just fun to plot with someone. The plotting is really nice to have. Like, you guys bounce off each other. This is not quite the same situation. But to have someone to be able to like plot and scheme with, I really enjoy that. That's why the fantasy about having a husband and him being your toilet is fun, because you know it's more fun when someone else is, you know, on board. So, yep, he lay down and she went, then I went, and then we would just like, you know, spat all over him covered in shit. Like, we don't touch it. Like, I would never, like, he's down there. Like, it's totally a separate thing to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll decide to just leave the room and he'll have to clear up entirely. Yeah. There's been, you know, times where I've left the house after he's been used and been out all day and I've just left him in it.
Oh, yeah, but that's like pure, well, that's like the whole subdom.
Yeah, total objectification.
Yeah, objectification. So you're there for
just,
you know, to clean up my shit.
Yeah.
And Kira, was that one of your best times?
Yeah, it's definitely up there, 100%. I really loved it. But then the other night was really good as well.
What happened the other night?
At Club for Bolton. That was really good.
Yeah, you talk about that. It was fun.
So we hadn't gone out for like a little while because obviously we've just had the little baby. So we've not been able to go to like any fetish events or anything like that. And everyone's been saying about Club Verboten and
Emily Malice desperate was to go.
Yeah, everyone says, you know, how good it was. So for like a belated birthday present, we decided to go. And Dinah was really set on playing this time because I think the last event we went to, Dinah was pregnant and not so comfortable. And we ended up having a big argument, didn't we?
Yeah, it was awful.
It put a down on events for us for a little while.
Yeah.
So this was like going back to it with a bang, wasn't it, really?
Yeah.
There was a lot of people there that we knew. So Dinah was set on having me used as a toilet, of course.
Yeah.
And a bumhole cleaner.
Oh, yeah. And a bumhole. I forgot about that.
How could you forget? They both had such good asses.
That was super hot, but that weren't...
That weren't the other... Okay,
the main event, was it, really?
I don't think they'd like to hear that.
Well, it wasn't the main event.
I think it's all the main event. The whole night was the main event.
The whole night?
Yes.
So which bit turns you on most? The bumhole eating, or...?
It was all good, because we were, like, spreading apart the bum cheeks together. That was
true, it was
fun.
Very hot. Okay, so it began. It began, like... Whenever we go to events, I'm always made to be on my knees and like kiss girls' bottoms if they're comfortable with it, as a way to like, you know, greet them and be introduced as a toilet. There was two girls there that we knew, and
you were a seat first.
Oh yeah, see,
so began.
You jump in.
No, you do.
You start.
No, because I've talked. So no, I want it to be from your perspective. You talk
from my perspective.
Yeah. So
okay, cool. So right, first. We were walking through one of the rooms and there was someone being like rigged and tied up like in rope, and the girl was absolutely incredible. We both like saw her and were like, fuck, she's amazing. So we stopped to just watch, basically, and Dinah straight away was like, you need to get on your knees and be my seat. So I'm there on like all fours while she sat on my back like full weight, and it was so hot in the club. I was sweating. I was like, how am I going to do this for however long? Because I don't have a choice. She wants to sit there, then I'm there until she's ready to get up.
And that turns you on?
It doesn't necessarily turn me on, but I'm very service orientated. I like to please. I love to do a good job and I guess make her proud.
It's really. Like verbal bondage, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. We sat there for, how long would you say we were there for?
Quite a while, maybe 15 minutes.
Yeah, 15 minutes. I was there as a seat, and there was a couple of other people that came over and sat on top of me as well. And like, it changed. Everyone wasn't really looking at the person being rigged anymore and was instead looking at us.
Mm.
So it kind of set this whole tone for like us being sub-dom couple.
Nice.
And then after that, we went away and we saw two of our friends at the bar. And I think I was on my knees again, wasn't I? And I had to kiss both their bums. And then you decided to say to one of our friends that I was going to clean their arsehole. And she was like, yeah, I'm down. So we went off to this little side room, and along the way she was like, she said how hot and sweaty it was and blah, blah, blah. And we went into this little side room, and yeah, Dinah was there spreading open her ass and forcing my head like in her ass. Oh, like,
she's
fully.
Very, very blessed. She has a very beautiful behind.
Incredible. Yeah.
And it's big.
Oh yeah.
It's a big, juicy booty. Mm.
So she was pretty much suffocating me in it and mm-hmm. forcing me to eat it and lick it totally clean. And then her friend was there as well, and Dana turned to her like, do you want yours clean too? And she was like, yeah, definitely. So Dana had to like rip open her tights, pull her underwear to the side, and then yeah, force my head in there. And then you could tell the other part. You can lead on.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So then I said to both of them, do you need to use the toilet yet? And they were like, yeah, actually, we do need to piss. And then we went around the corner and bumped into another two of my friends.
So we're just picking up people along the way.
And I was like, do you guys need a toilet? Yeah. You know, like when you go to a club, like, oh, do you need a toilet? I need a toilet. It was like that. And everyone was like, okay, cool, let's go to a toilet, but we'll use Kieran here. So we just put him in a cubicle, laid him down, and there was a girl already waiting. And I went, do you really want to use that, Lou? You could use him instead. So she said yes.
Yeah, the first person you asked.
And then you lead, you go.
And then, yeah, I was made to lay down in this pretty filthy cubicle. It was in the men's as well.
Oh,
yeah.
It's disgusting.
So I was just laid down on the floor, like in this little cubicle, like all cramped up. And yeah, this girl that I'd never met before decided that she wanted to use me and pulled down her underwear and, yeah, pissed straight in my mouth.
Did you swallow it?
Yeah, I swallow.
Can you swallow while it's like happening?
Yeah, yeah. No. I've been doing it for 10 years now.
Whoa, skills.
He's a seasoned piss drinker. I've
done it for too long. I'm not allowed to say no.
Does it affect your health? I know it's a random question. But
I get asked this all the time. I've never, ever been ill off it. I've only ever puked up once. And that was when it was like really fucked.
Really
very, very extreme. Yeah. But yeah, no, it's never, ever affected me.
So from the... Oh, have you finished this story?
Sorry, no, go on. Okay. So after...
Well, we had a queue, and then another two people came in.
Well, her first question as well, like straight away, as soon as she finished, turned to Dan and was like, does he do scat as well?
And just
ignored me completely and just straight away asked you.
We could perhaps arrange this another time. And then, we had another two girls that came in separately, pissed straight in his mouth. And then we had a final two girls that came in and pissed on him together. So one was, like, pissing, like, on probably near your dick.
Yeah.
But he had trousers on, so... Mm. Or latex shorts. And then the other one pissed in
my mouth.
Yeah. And then he was just left there to tidy it all up.
Wow.
Yeah, filthy.
Massive piss pot. You probably left it cleaner
and
than it was.
There was a lot of people
in
the toilet.
A lot of people
like,
that knew what was going on.
There. So
and I was shouting.
Out, I was just dripping. And
does anyone want to use the toilet?
So everyone knew what had happened.
Yeah. And it's probably That's been spoken perfect. About out there.
Yeah, definitely.
So it was... And then we put on the internet. I like was filming it as it was happening.
Oh,
like, he uses the toilet right now. So.
How humiliating.
It was very humiliating. Do you feel humiliated?
Right now, no, but then, yeah. I felt
I was really, really proud of you.
Especially getting in the cab after as well.
Oh, yeah.
I felt sorry for the taxi driver.
Humming.
Ooh. Yeah, I was so happy. Then we got home and I pissed all over you.
Yeah.
Of course.
It was a good night.
I lay down in the bath and I just pissed all over him. And then I was like, get in the shower.
Yeah.
We have a child, you can't be like that. And his mum was in the arm.
Oh,
so we got
shit.
In because she'd been babysitting, so I was like, got out this latex, like, lay down quick, I'm pissing too. So then, like, pissed all over him and then, like, went back into his, and I'm like, hey.
Oh my
How
god.
How was everything?
Take the baby now.
I love it. What happens behind closed doors?
Mm, how does it work having a baby now? How is it different? I'm sure you get, we'll ask this a lot. Like, how will you deal with this lifestyle when your baby's older?
Well, we've already got My oldest son's nearly 11.
Okay.
So we've already kind of, and he was what, like 6 or 7 when we met?
Yeah.
So we've already had a child in our life, mm-hmm. so we're quite good at hiding it.
Yeah, you can always make time for it as well. You
know, yeah.
He goes to bed at like what,
goes to bed. He also has friends. He goes to sleepovers. He goes to my parents. So I think, you know, people have a sex life. It just happens to be this is our sex life. Mm-hmm. So parents fuck. Yeah, we all have sex.
It's only natural.
So, and your kid doesn't know, like, oh, mum and dad had sex last night. So it's not something that's common knowledge within a child's life. So it's the same. It just happens to be that our fetish behind our closed door is this. It's so our child doesn't know.
yes, thank you.
So I think it's going to be, it has affected us. We can't, you know, I can't use you as much as I did.
It's all like planning, isn't it? Scheduling things.
It's still spontaneous.
It's about taking moments as soon as like he's having an app. Yeah. You know, my oldest child's out. Let's do this. Yeah, like now.
Obviously,
you know?
He's at school every day as well. Yeah. So there's always time.
Yeah. It's not there's bedtime. There is time. So, you know, you just choose it over everything else. You prioritize it. Prioritize the toilet use.
Fuck number 4.
The worst fuck.
I'd say was when there was someone that was meant to be a pro dom.
Yeah.
And I started, you know, dating them, I guess. And it just turned very abusive.
Really?
Yeah. So she's meant to be somebody that, you know, is good with consent and all of that stuff. But it turned very manipulative and very abusive.
Sure.
I don't think she really understood what aftercare was or what was crossing the line. So I'd say that was probably my worst experience.
Yeah, that's understandable.
That, yeah,
it's horrible.
Definitely.
How can you tell if someone is fully crossing the line? Because I guess a lot of people wouldn't be able to sort of, from the outside, see it maybe.
Or even from the inside, see
it. I think when it gets really personal, like she was... Barely, she was about 2 years older than me, 3 years older than me.
Yeah.
And she kept on bringing my age into things and being like, it's obvious that you're a lot younger than me, blah, 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 because I weren't doing the things that she wanted me to.
Right.
Hmm.
So it's all to do with, I think, manipulation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was purposely trying to make you feel shit about your character.
Yeah, it wasn't.
So it was an attack on his actual character rather than him as a sub. So it's not like, you know, being like you're a pathetic fucking toilet, you're made to eat shit, is very different to you're a waste of my time, you're a little boy, I don't want you around me, you don't do this, you don't do that, you don't have a real job, you don't do, like, actually
all
attacking
that kind of stuff
mm-hmm. rather than it being about the kink, you know?
Yeah.
But I also think there's, like, a lot of men in these sort of situations as well. And I think people don't really think about men being, you know, manipulated and abused in that situation as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Definitely. Like,
I wouldn't say it's affected me negatively. I'm, you know, tough-skinned and I'm used to fucking full-on abuse. But that's my worst experience. Like, yeah. I don't think, oh, poor me or whatever, but...
Aftercare is so important.
Yeah.
What's something that you both do for aftercare after your sessions?
Well...
We cuddle, don't we?
Yeah, well, we cuddle. We have, you know, normal penetrative sex as well. And we just fucking love each other to pieces.
Yeah.
And we've already discussed, like, consensual non-consent. And...
That's fun.
Taking things to the extreme.
Yeah.
And I actually like there being no aftercare with someone that I trust.
Yeah.
But with that particular person, it was all new and the trust wasn't there.
You have to discuss it first as well.
I think the aftercare with us, it's not like session-based play. It's not like, right, we have a session. It's not as ordered as that. Like, you know, if I've abused him at night and at home, I quite usually just turn over and ignore him and go to sleep. But the aftercare is like the fact that we are very secure and we know that we trust one another.
Yeah, 100%.
Communication.
Yeah. So
we talk about absolutely everything constantly. And if something did make one of us uncomfortable... we'd easily be able to approach it.
Yeah, and I did at first. I definitely didn't understand.
Yeah,
and
she overstepped the line a lot at the beginning.
Yeah, I did.
Mm. And I had to say, after like 2 incidents, I was like, if this happens again, I'm going to have to walk away, basically.
Yeah, I put a cigarette out on his face without asking him.
Yeah.
Because he told me my dancing wasn't good that night. Yeah, I was right. That's what I mean. Like, so that was like, cool.
You weren't sure if that was necessarily being dominant.
Yeah, or I didn't know.
You were having a bit of a...
Yeah, I was like, because I was quite drunk. I was quite loose. And I was like, this guy lets me do whatever the fuck I like. Mm, so I was like, I'm going to put a cigarette on his face. I'm going to do it. And I didn't really understand like that was wrong and that I was hurting him. I kind of just looked at him as a toy.
Yeah.
I think at the beginning as well, it wasn't... Like, my abuse wasn't out of like... for fun. I think there was a lot of like
I had a lot of
pent
hatred
up rage and hatred towards men as well,
right. So I think at first it was like me like him, he was a bit of a punch bag in a way, bless him.
Yeah.
So
that's good. I mean, there's always getting used to these things as well, because it's a whole new lifestyle. You have to make mistakes to learn.
100% honesty is key for all of it.
Fuck number five:
the fuck that made me.
Go on, be honest.
I think I said earlier, I think that there's been several. I don't know. Mine are all with him. I don't think there's anything outside of you that was like a game changer sexually. Yeah. He was like my like total game changer. So when I met him and been worshipped in that way was like life changing. And
well,
then
you've got fuck fog, you know, when like the last experience is just that amazing, you can't remember anything else.
Yeah, I think so. I've got fuck fog.
Not saying that you weren't the most life changing, of course.
You probably weren't.
Topping yourself. I've
heard a lot of your previous experiences.
Yeah. They don't sound as good.
Not at all.
Yeah, I think, and then there's been. Like, there's always, like, the last thing we did that I told you about was a massive change because it, you know, steps up his submission. So I think things that, within our relationship, you do something very extreme, it changes the dynamic again. Like, after Saturday, like, that changed our dynamic again. It evolves it all the time. But what was your best or life-changing?
It's a hard one for me because there's been so many things. Like, it's all been in stages. Like what I said about, you know, the first time that I started experimenting with piss.
Yeah.
That was obviously a massive life-changing thing because it made me realise that it weren't just a fantasy, it's reality. It's something that I did genuinely enjoy and, you know, got my dick hard and and more than that, like, it excited my mind.
Yeah.
And then I think before that, when I split up with my first girlfriend as well, I was on like loads of vanilla dating sites just because I wanted to explore, and I wanted to first of all eat another girl's ass. And yeah, I met this like older woman and I just went around her house, ate her out and like ate her arsehole. And again, it was like confirming that this thing I fantasized about, I fucking love. This is not all a fantasy.
Yeah.
So every single time it was something, yeah. Something life-changing, I guess. And then seeing... Like, I had a mistress as well called Sin Ariad.
She's amazing.
That's an incredible name.
Yeah, she's honestly one of the hottest women in the world. She's amazing.
We both love her.
We really do. She's amazing.
But how long do you think I served her for? My timeline's really, really shit. It's for about a year, wasn't it?
A bit longer. I guess
Well, before you.
Not nowhere near a year before me.
See, no. I have no idea.
Anyway, you served for an amount of time. You still serve her when you see her.
I met her in Soho. She was doing a photo shoot. And I knew exactly who she was. And I'd always been like, fuck, she's such a beautiful dominatrix. But like, I remember looking at her, like her list of the things that she catered towards, and it never said water sports. Mm. So I was always like, there's no point me ever contacting her because, you know, the kink that I want to explore, she's not really into. But then, yeah, we bumped into each other in Soho and I was like, oh my God, you're this person. Yeah. And she just looked at me because I was young. She looked at me and she was like, how the fuck do you know who I am? I just guess I don't fit the usual, you know, client that she has. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, oh, prove it. Get on your knees and kiss my shoes. So, like, in the middle of Soho, there's, like, you know, all the drug dealers that are standing on the street, and then all of my mates were there as well. I had to get on my knees and just, like, kiss her feet in front of everybody.
Wow.
That's amazing.
You weren't as open about
it. Yeah, I was nowhere near as open as I am now about it all.
Yeah, doing that in public is quite a big thing.
Yeah, it was... But it proved to her that I was serious about it. And then she was like, well, if you know who I am, you know where to find me. Contact me for a session. And I think I said to her, I was like, I have absolutely no money. I can't afford a session and I don't want to be rude and ask for one. She was like, just contact me. So I contacted her the next day and was like, this is my profile. I'd love to session with you one day. And I think she replied back something along the lines of, she'll give me a day of a trial session and just to hit her up again soon, she's busy. So I was messaging her for about a year.
Oh, wow.
But not like, you know, I won't message her every week. And she was like, this, she said recently the reason that she decided to allow me to do like a trial session with her was because I was so polite, articulate and respectful. Mm-hmm. I weren't bombarding her constantly. It was like, I think once every 3 months or something.
Yeah.
To just like, just give her a nudge a reminder that I'm, you know, still begging for this opportunity. And one day she was like, you're coming round today or tonight at this time. And she's like, if you can't make it, then you're never going to see me. And I was like, fuck. And I was staying at my friend's house. Like, I was on the sofa. I was like, oh, please, can I have a shower? Can I, like, I've got to leave the house in 10 minutes. And I remember just like, yeah, getting ready and like running. Because she lived like, I think 20 minute walk from his house. I was lucky
perfect.
That I was there.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I pretty much like jogged all the way. And then she didn't answer the door, I think, for like half an hour. I was just sat on her steps, just waiting for her. Like, is she even gonna let me in?
Wow.
And yeah, I remember like she opened the door and again, she made me get on my knees and kiss her feet. And went upstairs. And yeah, she just like basically wanted to try out how I was with pain because the sort of sessions she does are more pain related than humiliation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I went there just having no idea what I was getting myself in for. And I don't think, we didn't do any water sports or anything like that. I think I was like cleaning her dishes even. I was doing a lot of like, you know.
Home slavery. Yeah.
I was a proper like house slave for her. And yeah, after that evening, she was like, you've passed the test basically. And she was like, you can come and serve me. And yeah, she didn't charge me. She just wanted me to be like one of her personal slaves. So whenever she said for me to come round, I'd come round and I'd serve her. And yeah, that definitely changed my life because it wasn't in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, as soon as I was in that space, it was like her domain and it was really set rules. As soon as I stepped in, I'd have to put a collar on and I'd have to remain on my knees at all times. And I couldn't say no, pretty much. Like, I signed the contract saying, you know, what my limits were and everything within my limits, I couldn't say no to.
That's mm-hmm. really interesting and a very important thing to point out, really, is that there are like these consent contracts involved with these sort of exchanges.
And like on the contract is like, what are your, you know, hard limits, soft limits?
Yeah.
So anything that is a soft limit, she will push on. Hopefully, you know, maybe she can get you to edge towards a hard limit. Like, I'm not into pain, but she'd tie me up. She would like hit me with a cane. She'd do, you know, a lot of things that I never thought I really wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So and she pushed through your limits.
Yeah, she did.
Eye-opening.
Yeah, it really was.
Or anus-opening.
No, I've never done
not
that.
For you.
That's not something I've ever done.
Yet.
Not yet. You never know. Maybe. That's always been a hard limit.
Yeah, never say never.
But yeah, exactly. You can't say never.
For fuck's sake.
Hey, podcaster. Meet Acast. We're the top independent podcast network for creators in the know. We empower you to develop your podcast idea, find your audience, and grow listener relationships wherever those listeners are. You'll also find a whole range of ways to make money, from membership plans for paying fans to our fully curated and creative advertising experience. Visit acast.com/network to find out more. Acast, for the stories.
Okay, so in this section of our podcast, we have a question from our listeners. This week's question is, can I have sex with my wife while she is pregnant? I thought this was quite an interesting question because we don't often talk about sex during pregnancy, and obviously you got a little baby with you today. Seemed the right question to ask.
Yeah, no, that's cool. You spoke about pregnancy and like kink and sex quite a lot on your Instagram, didn't you?
Yeah,
there was
a
lot of women that were asking like how we fit it in and stuff.
Well, not how we fit it in, if like how I feel about having sex pregnant. I love sex. Like, your pussy feels good, pregnant, not pregnant, whatever. It feels great to have something nice inside of it.
I swear there's like quite a lot of women that say it feels better when you're pregnant as well.
I prefer sex not pregnant because of positions. Because I love to be on top. Whereas when I was pregnant, we did a lot of spooning sex, which is not as fun for me.
It's super cute.
It's very cute. It's very loving. It's very nice. But definitely, I don't think you should let, you know, your pregnancy get in the way of your pleasure. I don't think there's anything wrong with having sex pregnant. I still went out to events and had my bump out, which I think some people were like, it was very fetishized.
Yeah,
it
is which a you huge were very fetish.
Which fucking pissed me off, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Because a man came up to us and asked.
A man came up to me.
Yes,
which
not us.
Which was even worse because he came up to me like, hey, can I touch your girlfriend's bump?
He's on
like,
a fucking collar and lead. So if you understand anything about kink, why are you, you know...
Shouldn't be asking me anyways.
No, like, and it's my body. Yeah, so that made me very angry. Really, really angry. But yeah, of course he can. If his girlfriend is comfortable to have sex while she's pregnant, then yeah. But I have heard some women aren't comfortable. So that's really... you know, down to their relationship. If she's comfortable to have sex, then yeah, of course he can. Mm-hmm. It's not going to harm the baby. No one's dick's that big. You're not going to poke the baby in the head. You're not going to... nothing's going to go wrong. You know, it's a very normal, natural thing to be doing. I just think, like, work out what positions are comfortable. So we've got a baby here.
It's very talkative.
Is he chatty? He wants to talk on the podcast.
What positions can you not do whilst you're pregnant?
I think it gets harder to... for me to be on top.
Yeah, it's just harder on the body, isn't it? Like, your back was hurting.
Yeah, my back was really bad. And it's like, you don't really want to, like, halfway through having sex, be like, oh, I need a break, you know, my back hurts. So we did a lot of spooning. I don't think you could go on top, not that we ever tried. We don't.
Too possible, really.
You think? We don't do missionary.
I was quite scared of, like, leaning on the bump.
Oh, yeah.
That was something
it
I was
more,
quite
to be honest,
about.
He was the problem having sex pregnant. Like, he would only want to do it spooning because he was worried about the baby and this and that.
Yeah.
And it was like, so he was quiet, whereas I was like, I just want to fucking have sex. We're not harming the baby. It's fine. So, you know, I'd be on top and they'd be like trying to push me back. And I was like, what are you doing?
I was more scared of, like, putting pressure on the belly rather than anything else. That was, like, you know, my fear.
Doing that. I'm a lot happier sexually not pregnant. Like, I much prefer it. And I think that's why I didn't want to play with other women at all when I was pregnant, because I felt like it was like my sacred body was his and like theirs. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, we'd made this baby and then he was in there, and it felt for me wrong to play like in a three-way dynamic sexually. So to kind of, you know, actually have be eaten by anyone else. I think I did it once or twice. I did piss in a girl's mouth and get her to lick me clean once. That was fun. I really enjoyed that. But it was very spontaneous. We're in the bath together and I needed to pee. And
she was shaving you as well.
And she was shaving me and it just felt right. But as a rule, I wasn't going to go out to events and find women or like actively kind of arrange date nights with another girl or anything like that. So.
Yeah. Fucking hell. So, instead of having a story this episode, I feel because we've never spoken to anyone that is into water sports before, what are your biggest tips for getting into water sports and things
that's
that
a
you
good
need
question.
To do?
Yeah. Being comfortable with that kink, because it's so... Yeah. So hard for people to be okay with it.
There's lots we can talk about on this, because we get asked
to
kind
of all the time about this.
Yeah. So we can answer that question in kind of several parts. So A, doing the physicality of actually pissing, that's a question we get asked. So be really hydrated. Like, really drink a lot of water, because, you know, the fuller your bladder, the easier it's going to be. Make sure that you're doing it with someone you trust, and you know that will wait as long as it takes. I think if you're told at the beginning, like, I'm going to lay here for as long as it takes you to go on me, and there is no pressure. If you feel pressure, you're not going to go. If you know that's the person.
It's about sex as well. Like, again, you have to be totally relaxed to be able to do it. If there's pressure on it, you're not going to be able to do it.
There's
a lot of girls that get stage fright because they're overthinking it. I used to get stage fright going to the men's urinals because I thought someone was looking at me and I wouldn't be able to go, and then as soon as they left the room I'd be able to go instantly. So it's to do with your mind again.
You know when you're really super turned on and your clit is so swollen and you try and go to the toilet after you have sex? You just cannot piss. So how do you piss when you're super turned on?
There is that too.
Being turned on is a lot harder to piss.
It's true.
Yeah.
It is a lot harder. But I think, you know, after sex, because you're actually physically swollen, it's like double hard.
Yes.
But there are times like we've had women around that just can't go, and it's fine. I think you just say you can do it next time. Like if it's something you really want to do, perseverance, like with anything, just try it, keep trying. You want to do it, you will do it, because you need to do a wee at some point. You know, if you stand there, you're going to have to wee. It has to come out.
It will come out.
So it will eventually. It's just about, you know, trying, becoming more comfortable.
Yeah, it's getting used to being in certain positions doing it. Like if you're not someone that has ever squatted to piss, that's such an unnatural thing for you to do.
Yeah.
You know, so like getting used to doing that, maybe like squat above the toilet.
Or just come round to ours and use the toilet box. Use Kieran instead. I suggest everyone does that.
Thank you so much for coming on. It's literally so fun and so interesting. Yeah, thank you for being so open and honest.
Inspiring, right? Thank massively inspiring, because you're both so confident and cool with it. And it's like, you know, we think we're okay with some of the sex stuff, but it's like you're the next level, which is like what everyone should aspire to be.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very
much. Maybe we're just mad.
Yeah, I think we're pretty mad.
We're just mental.
That's fucking great. But guys, tell us where our lovely listeners can find you.
At the.london.vagabond.
Londonvagabond.co.uk.
Londonvagabond.co.uk. And we have a naughty account as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you're interested in seeing me be used as a toilet.
Then we have an account called restinpiss_. We do expect a message if we don't know you.
Do I have to send you a message?
No, we know who you are.
Okay. You might have to send me a little invite. Is this on Instagram?
It's on Instagram, so
we don't know how it's still there.
Yeah, we don't know how it's there or how much longer it's going
to
last.
Okay, so everyone, please remember to rate, review and subscribe to this podcast.
Yes.
And send us your sex questions please. And sex stories.
Sorry to interrupt. Please share it to everyone like a dirty STI. Except use a condom, guys.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you both.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hey, podcaster. Meet Acast. We're the top independent podcast network for creators in the know. We empower you to develop your podcast idea, find your audience, and grow listener relationships wherever those listeners are. You'll also find a whole range of ways to make money, from membership plans for paying fans to our fully curated and creative advertising experience. Visit acast.com/network to find out more. Acast, for the stories.